to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, 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 welcome. I think I said one welcome more than I normally do. But this is Edna White, and I'm so glad that you're here with me today. Welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose. Today I'm going to share with you 20 ways to build your self-worth. And we have been hearing about this everywhere. You know, it's been coming up. It's often interchanged with self-esteem. But I'm going to talk about it today. So these first steps of building your self-worth is finding things to build your self-esteem and confidence. So luckily, I have some ideas for you. Your self-worth challenge to yourself is to get a list of things that would boost your confidence and hopefully intrigue you, get you excited, and get your heart pumping. Are you ready to take on that challenge? But wait, there's a catch. You have to do at least one of these self-confidence boosting ideas today. Yes, I said today. You're not willing to take action. If you're not willing to take action, then this is not for you. But if you're willing to take action, and you are an action taker, the doer, and the people who want to become the best version of themselves, then you're going to take that challenge today. So, okay, let's get ready. I know you got this. Okay. I want you to, number one, find your anthem. You know how Wonder Woman has her anthem, or, you know, and, or any superhero has the music, da-da-da-da, music behind them. Go through your music charts and pick a song that makes you feel alive or that makes you feel like the best version of yourself. The best confidence song you feel like dancing, what makes you feel like dancing. And listen, here's some science behind it. You ever listen to a song and it brings you right back to when you were a kid or when you were where you were when you were a teenager? Well, you want to know why that is? We tend to associate music in our brains to certain special events or new experiences. And it just happens to be what we experience a lot of times in the times when we were teenagers. So if you're having trouble finding a perfect song for yourself, try reminiscing about the years past. The good years, not the bad ones. You're bound to find a song that makes you feel confident. You need some inspiration? Alexa, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Now that's my song.
Here's Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead.
Hey. Now that's my song. Now that song gets me excited, my blood pumping, Ain't No Stopping Me Now. That's what gets me started. Isn't that great? Something that keeps you moving. And almost all music gets me excited, except for sad music. Alexa off. So, number two, get up and dance. So if you picked an anthem, great, take a dance break. I just did. Not only does dancing increase your levels of in energy, but it also proves to decrease any tension you have. So let me just tell you a little secret. I dance every day, about 5 minutes a day, maybe more. But when I'm in a meeting that really gets me upset or I'm feeling the stress take over my face, I push my Zoom to black and I turn on my music and I dance, move around a little bit just to get excited so that I can go back to the meeting because I feel a little bit weird and stress seems to be taking over. But you know why I don't feel weird? When I'm dancing. When I'm even dancing in public, I don't feel weird at all. Even when I'm by myself or it's just me and my pup, I don't feel bad. So get up and dance. That's challenge number two. Number three, text three awesome people. Now, you know texting doesn't take much, but text three awesome people and tell them how awesome they are. Do it right now. Sometimes the best way to feel confident is to help others feel confident. I know I do that all the time, and I don't know that I'm doing it because I'm not feeling confident. I want others to feel confident like me. There's a study from 2012 that says that University of California at Berkeley found that lonely or sad people felt much happier when they sent and received text messages. So, that's your challenge. That's no surprise to me that people really enjoy text anyway. So that's your challenge number three. Challenge number four. Do the smile nod. Do you know what a smile nod is? Well, it's the nice nonverbal facial expression that we can do to acknowledge someone is there. I do this now because I have the mask on. It kind of covers my whole face and all they see is my eyes. So I kind of smile with my eyes and I do a head nod. And that's how you acknowledge everyone around you. And little do people know that adding a little extra nod takes up so very little energy, but it means a whole lot more to people or the persons you've given it to. So why is it important? Psychologists have conducted a fascinating experiment where he walked down the street and interacted with strangers by doing one of three things: quickly glancing in their direction, nodding and smiling at them, avoiding all eye contact, and pretending they did not exist. Well, the results, definitely for me, were not astonishing. I knew that, from my own experiences, that guess which one got the most positive results? Everyone likes to be acknowledged. And my saying to anyone, even a doorknob, it's a turn. So why not acknowledge somebody in the room? When you walk into a room, people should be acknowledged. So that's your challenge number four. Challenge number five, favorite photos. Think of your favorite photos in your phone or in storage. It's likely that they bring back feelings of happiness, novelty, even nostalgia, or closeness to others, like my kids. Oh. It's not an unusual feeling, since those old photos are more than just taking up precious gigabytes or taking up precious space in one of those photo albums. Remember those photo albums? Yeah. But pick a picture that's positive for you and reminisce over it. And this will help you experience the feeling behind it and the feelings of accomplishments and the happier moments in your life. So go through your phone and pick about 5 of your favorite pictures that make you feel happy. Share them, talk about them, set a screensaver, put them on your phone, your home screen, or better yet, print them and tape them to your bathroom mirror. Well, almost everything that I own is there. And so you can see them every morning. Don't you wish you had more pictures that you really loved? Number 6, make a learning bucket list. What do I mean by that? Make a learning bucket list. I believe everyone should have a list of all things they want to learn and try in their lifetime. Every time you learn something, you feel more confident. Here's some ideas. Start a tea or herb garden. Nah, not me. Learn how to make homemade pasta. Still not me. Study the basics of a new language. That's me. Learn to trapeze. No. Teach yourself how to make electronic music. Learn the art and the finesse of making sushi. Maybe. Learn how to write a book. Learn self-defense. That's me too. Learn how to be a master conversationalist. So make your list and keep to it and learn something new. Make a learning bucket list. Number 6. Number 7. Refresh your Instagram. Do you like the people you follow? I said that the other day because I'm doing a new revamp of all of my social media, which you should do every year to make it fresh and new and exciting. And because if you're branding your business, everything should be changing at all times anyway. But if you don't like all your friends on that follow you, clean it up. Spring cleaning, all old accounts, clean them up, freshen them up, make them look like where you are right now. Not that you're sad, but it will increase your self-worth and confidence. You know why? Because you are going to start following people that make you feel positive, not negative Nancy, not her. You're going to make you start laughing, you know, like Amy Schumer, she makes you laugh, right? So you're going to follow people who make you laugh, who send you funny things. Number 8, stand with confidence. Did you know you can stand like a winner? There are all kind of science-based ways to improve your confidence. And in some ways, just standing, learning how to stand with your shoulders back and your back straight. Create a winning pose for yourself. Channel your inner kiddo and pretend you just won the ultimate game of tag. Sometimes you have to do that. Number 9, find joy. Sometimes we forget that even the smallest things can bring you joy. I celebrate the very small things in my life all the time. Like if I find a penny, yay, I found a penny. If I see the sunshine, yay, the sun shines out. If something is for free, yay, hey, hey, hallelujah, free. If you're getting into a bed with fresh sheets, oh, I can just think about that part where in the last holiday with Queen Latifah, and she's laying in the sheets at that very expensive hotel, and she's like all excited and she feels the comfort of it. She's enjoying it. Find joy in things that you do. And I think I'm going to give you last one, and you know what that's going to be. Number 10, breathe and meditate. Take 10 deep breaths. Sometimes the best way to snap out of a funk and boost your confidence is to slow down and breathe deeply. I taught this technique to my grandson because he was so overwhelmed with school. And I said, when you're getting upset, slow down, take some deep breaths, 10 deep breaths, and do it slowly. And, you know, he did it a couple of times, and he's like, you know, that really works. I said, of course it does. So if you want to do that right now, do it right now. Because science, there's science based on that, that if you do that, you can really, really, really get some air in and some new oxygen into your brain cells to make you think more positively and actually boost your confidence. I really was only going to give you 10 today, but I couldn't resist this last one. Number 11. This is the challenge still. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen. Pump up. Create a pump-up routine. Athletes do warm-ups. Musicians practice before hitting the stage. Actors put on their earbuds to get in the zone for the next scene. And you should have your own Rocky routine. Even in an article on how this priming can affect your behavior. Here's some ideas to create an amazing pump-up routine to increase your self-worth. Make a playlist for each of your different work tasks. Like, so when I'm working, I tell Alexa to turn on a certain type of music that makes me productive. I have a favorite inspiring video that I may watch in the morning when I don't feel like meditating and I know I have to. So I have a favorite video, an inspiring video. I light my candles that have a smell in the house that kind of give me that mood. Or I bake some cookies. Either way, get something that inspires and creates the confidence you need in your space. Now, there are 20 of these challenges, but I'm just going to give you 12 today, and I want you to challenge yourself. I want you to write me, comment, whatever you need to do. Let me know which of these that you took on, that you said, I'm going to take on that challenge and do, okay? Because it boosts your confidence, but more than that, you need that confidence for your business, for your life, because the way you feel is the way you work. The way you feel is the way you do business. So a higher self-esteem means a better you, a better business, and a better life. This is Edna J. White, and don't forget to please like and subscribe and share it with your friends and follow me, because this is Keeping It Real on Purpose. Bye for now.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.